Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, music legend, my man Randy Jackson. Welcome back, man. How are you?
What's going down, brother? What's going down? My man Mario, my man.
I love that you keep it New York with the Mario. where are you from originally again, Randy?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
So how do you do Very Mario south. In New Orleans?
Yo, man, because look, I mean, I spent a lot of time in New York, so okay. I love the Mario.
Okay, so you love the Marios out there. By the way, New Orleans, like, probably my favorite city, to be honest. I just love the culture. There's nothing like it. And the food, everything about it is next level. Am I right?
It's not diet town at all.
No, it's delicious town, though. Exactly. I got to tell you something. It's funny. I reference you a lot because there was this whole trend about celebrities not taking showers. Right? I don't know if you're familiar with it. And it's like, oh man. So the Team Funking, we talked about all the people that don't take showers, this and that. And you got Tem Clean. And then you got some of the people that are like some of the best smelling guys in Hollywood. And I go, like my man Randy Jackson. That guy is always, haven't I always said that? He is one of the best smelling dudes in Hollywood. You rock that great cologne. Do you still rock that same one or have you mixed it up?
Well, I've mixed it up a little bit, but look.
I've told you that before, right?
Yeah. Look, we brothers like this, me and you, Mario.
What you rocking right now, so I know. What was the one that I really liked from back in the day? That smelled excellent.
I still got that one. That's a nice little mixture concoction.
Oh, that's
created,
right.
You know.
It was a concoction. That's right.
Concoction. You know, smelling concoction.
Got it. Hey, that little recipe works right now. Do you have another new concoction or did you go more standard?
I got a new one, man. I got a modern one that I developed in the last year. Because, you know, a friend of mine that used to work for Estee Lauder told me, just put together the scents you like. Because that's what they do when they're mixing and making these things.
What's
you
working?
Like a bit of lavender, a bit of musk, a bit of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, hey, holler at your boy whenever you got an extra one because those are smelling good. I always give you shout outs on Team Smelling Great, just so you know.
You know what that means? I'm going to get you some. We need to be the smell brothers.
Okay. Sounds good. Fair. I'm down with the smell because I'm like a cologne whore. So I am down with that. I'm down. Now that we've established that, you're actually here today to talk about National Go With Your Gut Day. What's this all about?
Well, September 23rd, we've adopted as Gut Health Day. Because listen, I just wanted to bring awareness to the digestive issues that people encounter and just to make them more aware. You know, we got hashtag go with your gut day, hashtag go with your gut. I mean, you know, Unify Health Labs hashtag. We're just trying to really get people to focus on because this talks about your overall health, really, Mario. Because the gut is where all the disease and all the bad stuff starts. So you got to cure that gut. I mean, you see people all on TV because everything that you go through, all the colds, all the flus, all the whatever, starts in the gut. This is your overall health here. So I said, like, yo, let's come up with a day. Let's make it a national holiday if we can. And we just went with it. Go with your gut day. Come on, Mario.
I like
September
it.
September 23rd.
So I'm down with that. I've always said health should be your top priority. At first I thought you were like, go with your instinct, but your instinct should be to focus
go
on your health.
Your
to go with your gut. Exactly. So what foods are you eating to stay looking healthy like you are? Do you follow a strict diet or is it more about portion control?
It's portion control. And also I try not to eat bad foods. Because, you know, years ago, I got to this because I developed type 2 diabetes. I had a bunch of weight on. So I had to really completely divorce food, get my health together finally, and say, yo, what can I do? I don't overeat anymore. You know, and now it's easy for me because I've been doing it so long.
Right.
But you know what's good and bad for you.
Sure.
Don't have that donut, Mario. Don't have it.
No.
Do not have that donut.
No, I'm trying not to.
Fried sugar is bad.
Yep, exactly. Krispy Kreme was giving away free Krispy Kremes with vaccines the other day. That was a hell of a combo deal right there.
Yo, let's see. Let me get you something to cure you and get you something to kill you.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's the 1-2 rope-a-dope right there.
They're going deep, bro. They're going deep, yo.
I love what you're promoting there, so congrats on that. I want to talk, Randy, a little bit about music. I didn't see you this past weekend at the iHeartRadio Music Festival, but I hear you might possibly be with Journey, though, for the Vegas residency?
Yeah, man. So listen, we're
playing
that. You know, like I'm recovering from back surgery. I had my second one in 2 years here.
Oh, how you feeling?
But I'm getting it together. I'm good, man. I got a new back now, man.
Wow. Okay. What'd they say? They do some fusion or what?
No, it's all laminectomies, but, you know, I'm healing. So, but the boys sounded great.
Good for you.
I watched a little of the clip. The Journey Boys rocked the house.
Oh, man, I love that. I want to go check it out. Where are you guys performing?
The Virgin Hotel, the new...
Yeah, the new one.
Virgin.
Right.
Virgin took over the Hard Rock and completely redid it.
What does a new what does a new back cost?
Well, I'm sure
it's expensive. Because you know what I said to the doctor? Don't use that gold. Use that platinum on me, son. Yo, come on. Hey,
you don't want to go chintzy on a back. I agree.
I need to be the boss of the back.
Yeah. Exactly. So the residency is at the Virgin Hotel, which used to be the new, which used to be the Hard Rock. I've been to the arena. It's great. Saw some fights there, but I can't wait to see some live music. What can fans expect when they check out the show?
Hot new music. We got a new record coming out in March. There's a new single coming to you soon, hopefully in November. We had a single out about 3-4 months ago. Been working hard on this album over the pandemic. Nice. It's hot. It's like, it'll remind you of Journey of the Past and Journey of the Future. Journey continues.
The journey continues. I love it.
Are you ready for that, Mario? The journey continues. Are you ready?
Hey, I'm going to hit you up because I really want to go see that.
I got you, bro.
You got me?
I got you. You know I got you. I got you for life, bro. You my boy.
Hey, we're smell brothers. Smell brothers. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Last time you were here, Randy, we were talking about Name That Tune. Did you have fun with the way that turned out?
Dude, it was great, man. We're heading into season 2.
Nice.
Getting ready to shoot that. So lots going on. Lots going on. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Randy, what was the first concert you ever attended?
Man, the first show I ever attended, wow, was like, I mean, big show was like a Doobie Brothers thing.
Ooh, that's a good one. With Michael McDonald or without Michael McDonald?
With Michael at Lakefront Arena in New Orleans. And I think the Mahavishnu Orchestra opened for them. It was crazy. It was such a weird combo of groups.
Yeah.
And that brought me to my love for Bill Graham, because I'm like, who could put a jazz fusion act opening for a pop act? Who would do this?
That's awesome.
But it was dope. It was dope.
That's one of the great things about New Orleans, too. You just go down 4th Street, is it, with all the different little bands and the jazz. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, 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 man. French Quarter.
You go. Talented music. You mentioned Michael McDonald. I love me some Michael McDonald, man. That dude's got some soul, huh? He's got some flavor. What
dude,
a voice.
He's got...
You ever
got
work with him?
Vibe, dude. No, but I know him well, man. He's amazing, that guy.
Tell me he's a cool guy.
Amazing. So cool. Okay, such good. A sweetheart.
How does he smell?
You know what? I never actually walked up to him and go, let me smell you.
Well, I imagine with a group called the Doobie Brothers, he'd be smelling like he's ready to party all the time right there.
Yeah. And then there's that.
Exactly. Hey, Randy, who would you cast to play you in the Randy Jackson biopic?
Actually, you know, I thought a lot about this. It's between two guys.
Oh, you give it to
three guys, really.
Oh, three guys. Okay.
Denzel, if I could smash them together, Denzel, Brad Pitt, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Wow.
If I could smash those guys together, they would present a nice Randy.
Hey, that's the first answer with a mashup that I've heard. I like that. I like that.
Athletic, sexy.
There you go.
Dynamic actor. Whoa, yep. Man. Look, let's go, man.
Let's go.
That's a concoction.
That's a concoction right there. I see why you'd be smelling good. You would be doing concoctions like that. Oh, man. Well, in the meanwhile, be sure to check out Journey's residency at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas in December, just in time for the holidays. Randy, thanks for hanging out, brother. Always great to see you.
Bro, peace, man. Love you, Mario. Love you.
You
y'all
too, buddy.
Check out Mario.
My man. Take care, Red.
On with Mario Lopez.